Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
EU leaders are today discussing whether to convert hundreds of billions of frozen Russian assets into a long-term loan for Ukraine. Arriving at the summit in Brussels today, the Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk had this to say.
Now we have a simple choice. Either money today or blood tomorrow. And I am not talking about Ukraine only, I am talking about Europe. And this is our decision to make, and only ours. I think all European leaders have to finally rise to this occasion.
And that was Donald Tusk there. Suzanne Lynch is Brussels Bureau Chief at Bloomberg, and she is now on the line. Suzanne, this has been described as one of the most consequential EU summits in years. What's the mood like there?
Yes, it's quite reminiscent, actually, of over a decade ago during the Eurozone crisis, where you've got a couple of countries who are on the back foot and are facing pressure from other countries to agree to something. And in this case, it's Belgium. Belgium is very concerned about this plan to use immobilized Russian assets to fund Ukraine, because most of those assets happen to be based in a clearinghouse here in Brussels. And they feel that they will be on the hook if Russia gets a claim on these assets in the future. So what it's looking for are guarantees from EU countries, promises about liquidity if this scenario was to emerge. And even over the last few hours, we're hearing that they really want other options now on the table. They're saying, why don't we look at joint debt or some other way of raising this money for Ukraine, not these frozen assets? So it's very unclear at this moment if they will be convinced to get on board on this deal that most of the other EU countries are in favour of.
Yeah, because, of course, this is all because Ukraine is due to run out of money next year. If they don't get this thing through, if they don't get their hands on these assets, what other options do they have?
Well, one of the options that Belgium and Italy have been pushing is some kind of loan to Ukraine. But of course, there are issues there about the EU collectively issuing debt. A lot of countries are against that. Mainly Germany is usually one of the strongest voices against that. And really not that much work has been done on that. But that is definitely a proposal that's now on the table here in Brussels. But the issue for most European countries is that they feel that if they don't use these Russian assets, which would be effectively making Russia pay for its damage in Ukraine, well, then they will be on the hook for funding Ukraine. There's a sense that the United States is not committed in any serious way now to the financial well-being of Ukraine in the future, and Europe needs to step in. President Zelensky was also here today, and he gave a press conference a few hours ago, and he made the point that getting agreement on this Russian asset plan, which would unlock a loan to Ukraine of several billion, tens of billions, hundreds of billions ultimately, would put it in a much stronger negotiating position at the moment when it's faced with these peace talks between Russia, the US, Ukraine and the Europeans. It feels like it needs this now so it can have a stronger hand in these negotiations. So that element is also there in the background as these talks are going on this evening.
And as you say, the talks are ongoing. Is there anything out of them at this point?
There's not. We've been told that the actual discussion on this asset plan hasn't even started yet. The EU leaders have discussed other less controversial issues first, about the long-term EU budget, enlargement, those kind of issues. We do believe that there are bilateral meetings going on the sidelines, but we're in for a long night here. Now, a lot of leaders have said they are not going to leave without some kind of a deal. Whatever that deal is remains to be seen, but we very easily could see the summit running into tomorrow, even later. But there is a sense that they need to come out of this with something, at least for Ukraine, for 2026 and 2027 in terms of funding.
OK, we'll let you get back to there, Suzanne. That's Suzanne Lynch there. Many thanks for that. Suzanne, Brussels Bureau Chief with Bloomberg.
Now, coming up, Damien O'Mara's festive sporting guide plus tasers for Gardaí. Give us your thoughts on that. 0870 32 32 32.